Hey, listener, are you happy with your current chicken wings? Do you wish you had something a little saucier? If you answered yes, then it might be time for you to break up with your old chicken wings and get a new honey. Lemon pepper wing from Popeyes. Share the wings with your friends so they can see it's time to move on, too. Head to Popeyes and get 6-piece honey lemon pepper wings for $5.99. At participating U.S. restaurants. Price may vary.
This episode of Comedy Bang Bang is brought to you by Progressive, where drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. Plus, auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Quote now at progressive.com to see if you could save. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates national average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. Diddle diddle dumpling, my whole world is crumbling, my pants are on and I'm in the bed. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Thank you to, oh gosh, I closed my phone and didn't even see who did it. Thank you to Slippery Jibby. All right, for that cast phrase submission, thank you to Slippery Jibby and welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. Happy Navi Doggy to you. First week of Navi Doggy. It's an exciting time to be alive. You got Thanksgiving coming up right at the end. Other stuff before that. I'm straining to think of anything else that happens in November. Anything?
No, the Puppy Bowl.
The Puppy Bowl. Wait, no. Isn't that
the Super Bowl in January?
The February.
What's the game that they play on Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, the lingerie bowl?
Maybe it's the puppy parade?
There's a puppy parade?
Wait, there's actually a dog show, which is different than what I'm thinking of, but I do enjoy the dog show.
Yes, the dog show is the one where they point at the dogs.
And then they shoot them in the face. Yeah.
And they go, okay, who can take it? 50 Cent style.
That's the saddest joke I've ever made.
Anyway, Thanksgiving coming up. We'll see you there. But before we get there, my name is Scott Aukerman. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. We have a great show coming up a little later. We have a writer. We also have a YouTube reviewer. This show's really gone downhill. But I do have to say the stars are back. The stars had flocked away from Comedy Bang Bang for so long during the pandemic. Well, they wanted to do it over Zoom, and that was fine. But then when it was in my backyard, they were like, hell no, other than Anders Holm, who came the wrong day. He came the day before we were supposed to record. To his credit, came back the next day. But other than that, no stars in the backyard. But now we're back in the studio. The stars are back. They have appeared on the show separately. Mm. And now they have combined into some sort of Voltron. If Voltron were only two parts, like the bottom half and the top half, into a Voltron-like team. And they're appearing together, if you can believe it, promoting their new movie called I'm Totally Fine, which came out on Friday. They're here. I'm so glad that they are here. They're two of my favorites. Please welcome Natalie Morales and Jillian Bell. Hello.
Hello. Hi, Scott. It's nice to see you again.
It is so nice to see you again. When was the last time? I feel like it was in that room over there.
It was a while ago. I mean, all the rooms here look the same. I can't tell you, but it was a while ago.
What were you doing here last time? I don't remember.
Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Was it successful? Was appearing on the show successful?
If I was on it, it probably got canceled.
Shut up.
Was it the one where you were a bartender?
Maybe. Maybe it was Abby's. Also canceled. Yeah.
Canceled, though, how many did you do?
We did one season.
That's canceled.
Yeah,
okay,
canceled.
Yeah. Because people say to me, like, your show was canceled.
No, was
like,
it?
I did
your
110
show?
Episodes.
Ran.
Like,
yes.
Like, yes. The only shows that haven't been canceled are 60 Minutes and The Simpsons.
Yes.
And true. I guess anything else that's on TV.
Yes.
And Jillian, you were here talking about Idiot Sitter last time you were here.
Yeah, that was probably like 2017 or
something.
Yeah,
that was in our old place upstairs.
That was back in the old world.
Yeah, and we of course know you both as wonderful performers. Natalie, you're a director in your own right.
Yes.
And just directed two movies last year, I believe.
Yes. Yeah. Amazing movies.
Thank you.
Incredible. How did you say, like, okay, I'll take 6 months to direct this one and 6 months to direct this one? Or how did you break that up?
No, they both happened at the same time, kind of.
Oh, really? So it was like the first take was for this movie?
Yes.
It's like a Scorsese one for me, one for them kind of thing?
I had this sort of like a you know those thick poster boards that they use for science fairs?
Oh yes, I know.
I had someone cut that up to in the shape of my profile. Mm. And then I had it right in the middle of my face, right? Mm. And then on one side, on my left side, I was doing one movie. And then on my right side, I was doing another movie.
Oh, okay.
It's the most efficient way to direct.
Like Two-Face, or like those pictures you see of the guy who's a groom on one side and a bride on the other.
Exactly, exactly. It's. I mean, if you really want to be prolific, it's what you have to do.
You have to these days, especially with screens getting smaller, paychecks getting smaller. Everything's getting smaller except the talent. And you two are two of the most talented out there right now. Jillian, of course, we know you. My wife and I watched Brittany Runs a Marathon during the pandemic. Really lifted our spirits. Great movie.
You.
I would suggest everyone to go out there and watch that.
Did you take up running?
No.
Oh, so I guess I didn't inspire you.
Lifted my spirits, not my actual body, to pound the pavement. I was like, yeah, good for her. And now you've come together. Did you know each other before?
We did. We did. We did a little bit of kind of bad sketch comedy, like
is there any other kind?
10 years ago.
It was for a charity event, and we were just like, I really like you.
Yeah.
And then we're like, let's never see each other except for once in a while at a random industry party.
And we go, oh, it's you.
Yeah.
And then that was it until we made this movie.
Yeah. Wow. What was the charity that you were? Did they solve whatever problem it was?
I don't know if it was a charity. Was it like American Cancer Society, or was it one specific person's cancer bill?
I think it might have been that.
The second one?
Yes.
Yeah. I can't remember.
A particular person who had cancer had a huge medical bill, and you guys came together to pay those bills.
I believe it was that.
If we want to feel altruistic about it, yes, I think that was it. Okay. It was definitely for cancer. I just don't know which direction it went. I don't know if it got spread among everyone
but I know
has
that
cancer.
The person is okay.
Person. The person's fine.
The person's good.
The person's great. Person's an asshole, but he's fine.
Was it a Harvey Weinstein
totally
benefit?
No. He's not that much of an asshole.
Oh, okay.
He's fine.
He's like halfway to Harvey.
He exists. We saved his life.
We saved him.
I'm being very mean right now.
You're being facetious. You're negging this person.
I mean, I wish him well. I don't like him, but I wish him well.
Interesting. Yeah. Why did you not like him at the time?
I was fine with him at the time.
But since then, you're
since
no
then,
longer
I've
fine.
Since then, I've been like, ugh, should have killed you. No, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding.
Was that doo-doo?
Doo-doo. I wish everyone had seen Jillian's face.
I'm kidding.
Couldn't be wider.
To this person, if they're listening, I don't wish you were dead.
No,
I'm joking. I don't like you, but I don't wish you were dead. I'm happy you're alive.
I hope the internet sleuths out there are not figuring out who this person is.
I don't care.
But you don't care. Who is it then?
I'm not going to say.
Oh, you do care then.
No, I don't want his name to be tarnished by me on the radio.
Shelley Dupree.
Plenty of people in this town know he's an asshole. So
interesting.
It wouldn't be hard to sleuth out. I don't think.
I cannot wait for the break when I find out who this man is.
I don't think you know him.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Why? Because I'm so unpopular. I don't know anyone.
No, because he's kind of a nobody.
Oh, Jesus.
I'm just trying to impress Jillian.
I feel my hands, they're sweating so hard, and it's freezing in here.
I'm being mean, I did not mean that. He's not a nobody. He's a person.
Okay.
You're acting
out to impress Jillian because Jillian's very cool.
Yeah.
No, like.
Because Jillian's the sweetest person, and I like being an asshole in front of her because I like shocking her. I'm being very mean right now. I will say this person was, you know, emotionally and verbally abusive to almost everyone he knew. So I do feel a little entitled in not liking him.
Sure. If you could take back doing that benefit, would you?
Jillian, just destroyed Jillian.
If you could go back and not do the terrible sketch comedy thing.
No, I would have done it a million.
You would have done it
anyway.
Because
I met Jillian. And there was other really nice people that did that. And I'm glad we raised money for either him or cancer in general.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Although you wish it was cancer in general.
We probably raised like $20. It was like a local small LA show.
It was like us dancing around to like
Blink 182 or something.
Well, I wish it was Blink 182. I love Blink 182. But it was like,
we did some sketch about playing video games, I feel like.
Of course, because it was written by men.
Yes,
the whole
yes.
show was yeah, written yeah, by yeah, men. Yeah.
Oh, wait, so a bunch of men wrote some sketches and then made you do them.
Yes.
And they're all about stuff you would never do, like playing video
yeah,
games?
What
like,
else is new, Scott?
I mean, literally, I would be like, here's an idea I wrote. And they're like, go fuck yourself. You're the lead in Period Party, the sketch. Yeah. I literally have that on my IMDb and I don't know how to get it off.
Oh, my God.
And then.
Contest it.
And then, like, 4 years later, I was writing on SNL and I was like, this is pretty cool.
And they were like, I guess. SNL sucks these days.
They're like, it sucks. Yeah. You suck. I was like, oh, okay.
Anyway, we wish everyone well.
Everyone's
wow, we really
wish
came
everyone.
Off as monsters in this podcast. Can we I'm start
nice
over?
Jillian can attest that I think I'm a nice person.
Oh, she's a lovely person. That's why this is wild, this interview. I mean,
you
I
came
just
out
feel
swinging.
Like,
I mean, it's.
I just feel particularly strongly that I don't like this person.
I just don't know how you're. How both of us are not somehow getting canceled.
I love that this is press for your movie too. We're talking about this random person.
It's like a heartfelt.
I know.
Lovely
movie. I'm sorry.
You are two of the nicest from what I have heard.
Not from this. Who's not from the last 10 minutes.
But. Yeah, who's gonna think that now?
It's all me.
Really,
I know.
We really
listen,
dug that
CBB
grave.
CBB listeners. You've heard me before. I've been fine. I've been nice on this
show. You've been on one episode.
Am I not allowed to not like a person
who's
who's a misogynist?
I don't like half the people who come into this and do this show.
Thank you. Do you like us?
I like you two. I don't think I'm going to like the next two.
Great.
Is it because we were assholes today?
Yeah, I love it. Speaking of assholes, I'm Totally Fine features a cast of people who own assholes.
Yeah, who are us.
Tell me about the movie. It's I must confess, things in my life have gone upside down and pear-shaped, and I've not seen the movie, but I have seen the trailer, I'll tell you that much, and which we can all agree is kind of like seeing the movie.
Yeah, it's basically the movie.
Yeah, right? I mean, it doesn't give you the end.
No, that's why you, like cuts that's off why you right, buy the movie.
Yeah, exactly. It like cuts off right before like the end stuff.
Look, trailers are known to do that.
Yeah.
And it's a shitty thing.
Although I have seen a trailer recently that the very last line of the movie is in the trailer. I'm just
was
like,
it the movie Doubt?
Doubt the one about the Catholic priest?
Yeah, with Meryl Streep. She just goes, I have doubt. That's the last line of the movie.
And the last line of the trailer?
I laughed so hard. I don't know if it's the last line of the trailer, but it did make me laugh that the last line of the movie was just like,
I have doubt.
Well, I could be like, I'm Forrest Gump. And that was the credits.
Is the last line of your movie, I'm Totally Fine?
I don't think
I'm
ever
finally
say
totally
it.
Fine.
We don't ever say it in the
no,
movie.
No, we don't ever say it.
We never say the title
why
in the movie.
Why is it called that then?
You'll see. You gotta see the movie.
Yeah, you gotta see it. Oh, you're so good at selling it.
I know.
So this is some sort of mystery, why it's called I'm Totally Fine. I mean, are the words I'm and totally and fine in
probably,
there at all?
Probably.
Yeah, probably. They're, okay. Someone could, you know, smash cut them together.
I'm totally sure. Fine. It's probably like that.
Yeah. I'm totally fine.
Yeah. Do you want us to tell you what this movie is about?
Well, I'm debating.
You're not sure.
Because I saw the trailer, so I know.
Right. It sounded like you were asking us.
Sounds
at
like
the
a
beginning.
Waste of my time.
Yeah.
But go ahead, please.
Okay. Hi, everyone. It's Jillian Bell.
The nice one.
I took over the old meanie Jillian Bell. Okay, so I play a woman who is grieving the loss of her best friend who passed away. And
did she pass away recently, it seemed like, in the trailer?
Yes. Okay. And I go to an Airbnb to just get away from it all, but I can't get away from it all because I wake up in the morning and there in the kitchen is my dead best friend, played by Natalie Morales, the good one. And she's making me pancakes. And she's also claiming that she's not my dead best friend. She has taken the body of my dead best friend and she's, in fact, an alien. Go see it now.
There we go. And now has she taken the body? Like, she's exhumed the body?
No, I don't think so.
You don't
think
so?
The body's still in the ground, right?
You were in this movie.
I just copied it.
Yeah.
Right? That's what it felt like. It didn't feel like a dead, like I'm like
you weren't
dead
like,
man walking.
You didn't have like pale skin roaming around a grave.
Right.
Are you like a shapeshifter? Or are you a Skrull?
I think it's that kind of thing where I have the technology to take the body of.
And technically you could shapeshift in anything. Then
I don't know,
like a building.
A building. Shrub. Yeah, I do know that the alien has everything is exactly the same except for the coccyx bone.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah, so I don't know what the deal is with that, but I always picture. Someone asked me in an interview today what the alien looks like when it doesn't look like Jennifer, and I always pictured it like like a blob with one bone in it.
Just one.
Yeah, just one. Like
which one? The
femur,
important one.
Like a femur-like bone. Just not a spine. Just one hard bone.
And ouch. Just like my bone. Like
a blob. That's so cute. That's what I picture. I picture it as like.
Not humanoid.
Almost like Ghost Rider, like flaming, bony
like
skin. Yeah. Like muscly. God. Yeah.
That's really funny.
Do you ever see the actual craft that the alien comes down in? No. So,
I guess
or
I
do you?
That.
Yeah.
Or perhaps you're able to travel interdimensionally, or not interdimensionally, but through outer space just with your body because you're just some sort of amorphous body. Really?
People pick me up and drop me off.
Pick you up and drop you off. Okay, be back here at 3:30.
Yeah.
And then if it's
my parents
Uber.
Drop me off, and then they pick me up.
Yeah. And I'm sure that the reason that you come down and do this is talked about in the movie, or
yes,
else it would be very confusing.
Yeah,
wouldn't it?
Yeah, it's for a reason. I think it's in the trailer that you're conducting.
It's ish in the trailer.
Some tests.
Right.
Yeah. We can say that.
Yeah.
Some tests.
Yeah, yes. Sure. Does that intrigue you? Does that make you want to buy it?
Soil tests, yes.
Yeah. Oh, soil tests intrigue you.
That sounds like a good movie.
Your life has soil. Really gone upside down, Scott.
but really it's a movie about the relationship between the two of you. And Jillian, I guess it's the relationship between not only this being that you're now with, but also your relationship with your ex-best friend and how you're dealing with it.
Yeah.
This is my guess.
It is. No, you've
good
you've watched the movie,
I mean, if
basically.
I were writing the movie, that's what I would do, but I don't know what it was. Who wrote this?
Alicia Keatree.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Alicia Keys.
Alicia Keys. She's like, some people want it all.
And here's the script.
An alien film.
And who?
Oh, wait.
What was that?
That was a song, Alicia Keys song. Your listeners will know it. You know that part?
Yeah.
It's very hard to sing.
She it can't wasn't even for do me. It, to it's be so honest. Crazy. It's so, it wasn't for me if you heard that.
No, you were great at it.
Thank you. Should we have a singing competition real quick?
I think you should, yeah. Like, should we pick a bass line?
I like how you took yourself out of it. Something. She met you.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, you and me?
Yeah, all the three of us. Yeah.
Oh, the three of us, sure.
Like,
yeah.
What's a line from a song we all know?
Okay. Let's see.
What about, I can't get no satisfaction, but you have to do it exactly.
Like Mick?
Like Mick.
God, he's one of the world's greatest frontmen. I don't know that
okay.
I mean, it's really compete.
It's more shouting than singing, but
yeah.
Well, he does it a few times. Sometimes it's soft.
How about something from The Greatest Love of All, Whitney Houston?
Okay.
I believe
that's a real challenge.
Are the future.
Okay, great. Okay.
How about that? All right.
So which part, though?
Just that part that he just said.
That part.
I believe the children are the future.
That part.
Okay, go
who
ahead.
Goes first?
Who has the bravery to go first?
Jillian suggested it, so
yeah,
I think Jillian should go first.
I don't know if I can. I believe the children are future.
I like it.
Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Extra credit.
Thank you.
I love it. Okay. Natalie?
Oh, God. Okay. I'm going to grip the mic.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Can't look at you.
All right, everyone look away. Avert your eyes.
I think it makes it worse.
It does make it worse.
Right, look
at you.
Look
like
her straight
really
in
don't want to hear me. Okay, there's so much pressure. I can do so many bits
just
right
go.
Now.
Just go now.
I believe the children of the future.
Wow, you ran out of breath three times in one sentence.
Oh, you say it some more.
Wow.
I think I know who the winner is.
Okay, wait, you're up.
Right,
Scott, you're up, buddy.
I got lightheaded.
I believe the children are future. Teach them well and let them lead the way.
Wow.
Oh, my God. There were so many different singers in that rendition.
Yeah,
there was Michael McDonald in
there. Yeah, a little bit. Yeah. Aruba, I believe the children are the future.
Yeah.
All right. I don't want to. We should vote for who won. Each of us vote. And you can vote for yourself.
You can or can't?
Yeah, you can.
Oh, you can?
I mean, I'm going to vote for myself.
Yeah. I'm going to vote for myself, too. It's a three-way tie. We're all equally good singers,
great,
it turns out.
I agree.
From the voters.
I agree, yes. It's the people's choice.
How do people get this film? I'm totally fine. You were saying, Natalie, you said something really interesting to me before the show. You said, it's in select theaters. And I was like, I got to file that away and talk about that on the show.
Yeah, which means it's not in all the theaters. It's just in select
It's not
ones.
In every one.
No.
Okay, so they went around the film company, I'm presuming.
Yeah, and they selected.
The distributors, mm-hmm. they went around and said.
They were picky.
This one, not that one. This one, not that one.
Right, right. It's interesting. It's the markets that, you know, they felt deserved it.
Interesting. Wow. Yeah. You learned so much about the business on this show.
Yeah. And then you can also see it, like, you know, on demand, if you know how to
Upon request is what I like to say, because I think on demand is.
I don't know if anyone knows how to do on demand movies.
It implies just very pushiness,
I think it means that you have cable still, and I do.
Yeah, you have cable still. And then you can also, you know, like, rent it or buy it on, is iTunes still a thing, or is it
iTunes?
Is it just Apple?
And Amazon?
Apple Movies?
And
then Amazon, I believe you can also rent stuff in. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
You can also, like,
go fuck yourself.
Yeah, you can.
If you want it.
Fuck yourself.
You can do a singing contest, you know, with us.
Yeah. You can put your hand in the fire.
And every 100th person who watches this movie, you've guaranteed you'll do a singing contest with. Is that
correct?
Right?
Correct.
Yes.
Okay, great. And you'll come to their house? I was reading.
They have to show us proof that they were the 100th, 200th, 300th.
We still haven't figured out how they're going to be able to prove that.
Yeah. But they
because it doesn't
out.
Come up like when I rent something on Apple Movies, it's not like you're the 1,368,000
right.
person.
Wouldn't that be cool,
It's not like
though?
A DJ answers Perfect. The phone and goes, you're number 68, you know?
Yeah, yeah.
Like you call.
One more and you got something.
Yeah. 69 is the real winner.
Caller 69 wins a pair of tickets to Michael McDonald.
So, and how much are we talking? Like, you know, what's a movie ticket cost these days?
I think it's only like
what with Biden inflation
to buy this on like on Apple or what's the other one? Amazon. It's like $14, which is cheaper than a movie ticket, and you get to watch it in your own home.
And you can invite people over.
And you can, it's one ticket.
Yeah, you
amortize
can
the cost. You could charge people to come over to your house.
Oh, that's
pay
true.
Pay-per-view fights.
You can make sure they don't bring concessions, and then you could sell them concessions.
True.
Like the leftover Halloween candy.
Which everyone has.
Exactly. Yeah. This is like a money-making enterprise here.
Yeah.
And it's right here. I'm Totally Fine is out there trying to help you guys to do it.
Yeah. This is for you.
Listen, if at this point, if we haven't sold you, based on all we've been telling you about the film and Natalie's rant being an asshole,
I can rant against a misogynist.
You're
dude.
Right. You can. Can do that.
What did they? What did he do?
You're so curious. I love.
I need to know. I'm edging up on a break. I don't know if edging is the right word to use in this situation, but
he's edging. Well, okay. I won't edge you any longer.
Okay. Thank you.
I will tell you. We were friends. We were friendly, right?
Okay.
And then a few years ago, I posted something about. Do you guys? This is real talk. Serious talk on CBB right
now. Okay. Serious talk on CBB.
I'm not being.
Everyone gets serious.
Facetious. Okay. Do you know about Equal Pay Day? How women get paid less than men, and like I think Equal Pay Day for white women, I think, is in April, meaning they have to a woman on average has to work a full year and then into April to make the same amount of money that a man makes in 1 year. Right.
So it's about 75%.
Correct. Right. And then I think for Asian women, it's till like May, till May. And then for Black women, it's till June. For Latina women, it's in November.
Whoa. The following year?
Of the following year. Oof. So they have to work a full year into November. And I posted something on Instagram about Latina Equal Pay Day, just informational graphics about that. And he replied, it makes you look bad that you're complaining about money. And I went, what?
I mean.
Oh,
and he went, you're complaining about money. I'm just letting you know it's making you look bad. And I was like, I'm not complaining about money. I'm informing people about this and also like how to vote to
equality.
Change that and equality and whatever. And he's like, yeah, but you make more money than I do. And you're complaining about money. And that's what it looks like. And I was like, first of all, you don't know how much money I make. Second of all, I'm not going to reply to you. I'm just going to keep sending you articles about this until you say you're sorry. And I sent him about 30 articles and he kept telling me how I was wrong. And then I just blocked him and stopped talking to him.
Well, I mean,
is that grounds to just not
grounds.
Like this person?
Okay. That's grounds. And
Thank you.
To be honest, you had to direct two movies just to make the money of one movie.
I didn't
in a year.
Even make the money of one movie.
Yeah, yeah, exactly. So yes. This is part of the problem,
yeah,
you know?
Yeah.
And I, you know, have directed no movies since
and
the
you make,
last movie.
I've seen your house. You make way more money than me. So
how'd you see my house?
I went to a party at your house once.
Right. We've all been to your wedding.
We've been to your house. You have great wallpaper.
Oh, thank you so much. Yeah. That's the one thing that we splurged on.
It's fantastic. It's a great house.
Well, I think that's a fantastic story.
I'm glad it pleased you.
Does it remain in the episode? I'm not sure.
Wait but, a minute. Wait, you can't just put the beginning and then not have that part.
That part.
That part makes up for everything.
Does it? Okay, great. Yeah.
Okay, think that humanizes Natalie.
Yeah.
I need that.
Yeah.
I need to be humanized.
Natalie is the absolute best. I think that's why that moment made me laugh so hard.
Do you guys hang out now since the movie?
Yeah.
So like you're buddies now.
We're buddies.
Yeah. I mean, we've always been buds, but it took doing a film to make us be like, can we actually make this a real friendship?
Right. Not to be like awkward to hang out. Like it would have felt like a first date otherwise.
Yeah.
Now we're like, we did a film together. Now we're friends. Yeah. Otherwise it was like, I've met that person once. Let's hang out. You know?
I know.
Yeah. Sometimes you're in a movie with someone and you're like, God, I cannot stand this person.
Oh, all the time.
So, we were so enthusiastic.
Oh, yeah. All the time.
100% of the time.
Every movie I've ever done.
Picture every person.
Yeah.
But this is I mean, look at the chemistry between you two. You can hear it. I can see it. I wish this were being filmed so people could see it too. But people can see it if they rent or go to I'm Totally Fine, which is in select theaters right now. You can also rent it. You can get it upon request from your favorite video retailer. Guys, we need to take a break if that's okay.
But can you
stick around? We're talking to a YouTube reviewer and a writer.
Sure. I'll stick around.
I don't know. Coming up?
Jillian's the
asshole stick around.
In this relationship.
I guess.
Okay. We're going to come right back. This is exciting. We have the stars are back on CBB. We have Natalie Morales and Jillian Bell. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, the podcast, is sponsored by Squarespace. Squarespace, you know what it is. It's the all-in-one website platform for entrepreneurs to stand out and succeed online. With Squarespace, it is easy to create a beautiful website to engage with your audience all on your terms. And let me tell you something. You do not want to miss Fluid Engine. Oh, Fluid Engine is here. A next-generation website design system from Squarespace. You start with a best-in-class website template, and then customize every design detail with reimagined drag-and-drop technology for desktop or mobile. And with the new asset library, you're able to manage all your files from one central hub and use them across the Squarespace platform. So head to squarespace.com for a free trial. When you are ready to launch, of course, go to squarespace.com/bangbang. to save 10% off your first purchase of a website or domain. You gotta admit, shopping for humans, it's so hard. But you know what? Shopping for your dog? Oh, that's easy thanks to Bark. Every month, Bark delivers toys and treats just for your pup. They deserve to be spoiled, don't they? Every month? Why not? At Bark, we send your dog a whole new collection of toys and treats made just for them every single month. Whether it's fun plush toys from BarkBox or ultra-tough toys from Super Chewer, Bark gives your dog exactly what they want. And for a limited time, Bark will double your first box for free. To get your free upgrade, go to BarkBox.com/bangbang. That's BarkBox.com/bangbang. Now, we have been Bark subscribers for a long time, and we would get the boxes every month, and our dogs love them. In fact, they love them so much that the opening of the package, they would be jumping up on us. They love them so much that after a few months, any package that was delivered, they thought it was for them, and they would get very, very excited. We'd say, no, this is actually just a book that I ordered. It's very, very exciting when you give a BarkBox. Sign up now at BarkBox.com/bangbang for an exclusive offer. This ad is over now. Let's go back to petting our dogs. Remember the first time you learned how to ride a bicycle? just taking your feet off of the ground and putting them on those pedals. And oh, no, nothing's holding you up except your own sense of balance. Oh, gosh, the nostalgia for something like that. Well, you know what? You can experience it again this spring. Get out there, enjoy the weather, and recapture the magic of riding a bike with Electric E-Bike. That's right, they have an amazing variety of models built for riders of all abilities, including mine, poor. It's never been easier to fall in love with riding again. Go to electricebikes.com to discover e-bikes that start at just $799. With the XP Lite, anyone can ride with a variety of models designed to be a better mode of transportation. There's the zippy and affordable XP Lite, a great start to any e-bike journey. And we also have the Expedition. That's right, the letter X and then Pedition, a sturdy and versatile cargo e-bike that can hold up to 450 pounds. You know what? Electric e-bikes, they gave my good friend Paul F. Tompkins one of these things. He loves it. He's tootling around every day on it. Ring, ring. Hello. Hello, everyone. It's improved his social life. He used to be a hermit. He used to be sort of a Scrooge-like miser character. And now he's out there on that electric e-bike saying hello to the entire community. And you can, too. Go full throttle into spring with Electric E-Bikes, the number one selling e-bikes in the nation. Get your adventure started at electricebikes.com. Please, please, please mention the Comedy Bang Bang the podcast sent you in the post-checkout survey. That is electric, L-E-C-T-R-I-C, and then ebikes.com. That's how you get there. Okay, bye. Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. Natalie Morales, Jillian Bell. I'm totally fine. Is it? Look, I know you had a great weekend. I know you're out there partying your dang asses off. But now it's the weekdays. You can go out there to the theater. The crowds are gone. You can go check out I'm Totally Fine. Also, you know, you can just chill at home and make your TV do all the work, you know? Like, why run around just trying to go to this movie? Like, make your TV run around and get it for you, you know? And you know what I'm saying, right?
Yeah, we all do. Right? Yeah,
you know that's what a TV's meant to do.
Yeah. Yeah. Your TV goes and collects all the things you watch, right? At night when you sleep?
Yeah.
I mean, our phones listen to us, so.
Yeah, they do, right?
Yeah.
Because, like one day I said, you know, like, hey, there's a shark over there. Mm-hmm. And then I got a tweet about the movie Jaws.
What?
Crazy story, right? If it were true.
It's wild. I wish it was true.
I wish it was.
Oh, God, I wish.
Well, guys, I'm Totally Fine is out there. And we're going to talk to some other people here. I don't have high hopes for it, though.
Talking
to other people?
Yeah. I mean, they're not in show business, which is like...
Yeah, why waste your time?
Yeah, although this technically a writer kind of is in show business. And I guess a YouTube reviewer is show business adjacent.
You gotta accept YouTube as the business now, I think.
Yeah.
That's true.
Yeah. Well, let's talk to the YouTube reviewer. Sure. I don't know what he reviews or where he is on YouTube, but I'll tell you his username. CJ the man, CJTE the man 9888 underscore unlimited. Welcome to the show.
Hello, friends and buddies. Welcome. Thank you for having me here to
no
talk
problem.
To you.
Hi. Wait, did I get that right? CJTE, the man, 9888 underscore unlimited?
Yeah, but you can just call me CJ.
CJ, is that your actual name?
The man, 9888 underscore unlimited.
Oh, so that's the whole thing.
Yeah, the whole thing.
Yeah, you can call me that.
Thank you. Okay. Cool. Could I call you... anything shorter than that? Could I call you CJ? Could I call you... I don't want to call you the man.
We can cut it off before the unlimited, but I'd appreciate if you kept the underscore. Otherwise, you know, a little competition, a little confusion in the marketplace.
Is there another CJTE, the man 98888?
No, but there might be.
There might be. Yeah. Why, how did you Some come across that username?
Oh, man. It's like an old inside joke. I don't know if it's really worth.
What kind of inside joke has the numbers 98888?
Well, it's a couple different jokes.
Blended into one.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So what's the CJ part of the joke?
Well, I was joking about having CTE and the joke was like, oh, it's so bad that I forgot what it's called. So I added a J in.
I don't know that I know what any of that is.
CTE is the, you ever see that Will Smith movie?
Tell the truth.
Where he was like all about football players getting hit in the head.
In that movie,
he was upset about people getting hit. And then he goes and does the slap hurt around the world.
Well, that's range. You know, that's range as an actor. You know, he plays
Is it okay
things.
If I call you Undie? Like really underscore the underscore?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, no, that's okay. Cool.
Wait, what's the rest of the joke? Can we talk about the rest of the joke?
Well, I said it's a couple different jokes. Yeah, they're not all connected.
Right.
I mean, you don't do this podcast and tell one joke and then go, that's the joke.
Sometimes it is like that, really? Unfortunately. Yeah. But so CJTE, that's one joke.
Right. And it's like funny. It's like, oh, what if my brain didn't work and I said the thing that made my brain not work wrong.
Right. And then the man, is there part of that? Is that?
Yeah. It's like an old inside joke of like my friends calling me that.
Is it spelled T-H-A?
Like no. That's
the man.
Man, fuck. I should have done that.
You could register it right now.
No, they don't. They're weirdly difficult about this stuff.
About changing your name.
Yeah. It's not like, you know, the government and shit where you can just like go to a place and be like.
Well, you have to pay a fee to do it for the privilege.
Sure. Yeah. But like YouTube, maybe they don't even let you take the money or, you know.
Yeah, I'm not interested in this part of the conversation anymore.
Anyway, they call me the man.
Because they thought that was funny to call you the man.
Yeah, because like at the time I was like younger.
A boy, yeah.
Right, so I was like a boy or like a
teen. How old are you now?
Or something. 20.
Okay, so you're a man now.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Now I guess it's like less funny, but it's more throwback to when that was a joke.
Right.
Okay.
Because it's like, I just want to remember where I came from, you know, like it's like important to me that I don't lose sight of where I came from.
Yeah. Do you forget sometimes?
I do a lot. Yeah. That's why they make the joke about me having CTE and then I make the joke about it CJTE. And then that's like the thing I'm trying to remember is that my friends used to call me the man when I was a boy.
So you're a forgetful person.
Okay, you ran out of breath.
Can you sing? To breathe.
Can you sing? I believe the children are our future.
Yeah, sure. I believe. Give me the rest of the line.
The children.
The children
are our future.
I believe the children.
I believe the children are our future.
I believe the children are our future.
Good. Have you ever heard that song? Or maybe you don't remember.
Too young.
I'm not sure. Andy's I couldn't say young. For sure.
Or he just forgot.
Yeah, well, that's the next part of the joke is the
9-8-8-8-8.
Yeah, it's like, I can't remember what year I was born. So it's like, what was it, like 1988? But I forgot the one. And I added an extra 8.
But also, you're 20.
I'm 20. It was the wrong year. So it's like,
that would have been
like
2002.
Yeah, no, it's like really funny that my friends like won't let me live it down that I not only forgot what year I was born in, but I forgot the way that years are structured.
Right.
So it's kind of like a double fuck up, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Undy, when you say friends,
Thank you. Undy is fitting well. Mostly like my dad.
Okay.
Yeah.
Your dad and your mom are your friends?
My bros, you know.
Who are your bros? Yeah,
I mean, my brothers.
Oh, your brothers. Your actual.
Yeah, Jack and Tom.
Jack and Tom.
Jack and Tom.
Yeah.
And what's your actual name?
CJTE.
Oh, you changed your actual name?
Yeah, pay the money.
He just talked about the government. He went through the whole process.
Yeah, it's easier to do than on YouTube. Yeah.
So what do you review on YouTube? I mean,
great question. Yeah. So, you know, like critics are
it
like,
seems like the first thing that anyone would ask.
Critics are like, you know, people who like tell you like this is good or this is not good.
Oh,
right. Okay.
So let it be said. Comedy Bang Bang stipulates. We know what critics are.
Gotcha. Yeah. I didn't know if this show is like for the critics or the fans or whatever, but like critics
are like,
we do
one
like
for us,
thing.
One for them.
Yeah. It's
cool.
Flip face down the middle.
Oh, like Natalie Morales making the movie. I get it. Yeah. Yeah. Mm-hmm. It's like
the first half of the episode when I was talking to these two.
That
was
for
the
them.
Fans.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah.
This happens for critics.
Sorry, though. I was going to explain this.
Sure.
Critics, like, they used to, like, write the thing they were saying. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, they'd, like, watch or read or, like, do a thing, and then they'd write and tell you, like, no go or, like, go ahead.
Yeah, it would be in print form.
Right. But that's, like, not really how it works anymore. Now people, like, critics do YouTube, you know? So, like, that's pretty much.
So you're talking to camera. You don't have to write it down anymore. You're just going off the top of your head.
No. I review YouTube.
In general, like the whole site?
Yeah, I haven't checked it out yet, but I'm really excited because I've heard good things.
Wait.
So I thought this was like a good place to sort of.
You haven't checked out YouTube?
No, but everyone keeps on telling me that it sounds like fucking crazy. And I was like, someone should review this. Like, if this is as good as people say, then someone needs to tell people to check it out. And if it isn't as good as people say, then someone needs to step up and tell them it actually ain't that hot.
Yeah.
So have you done a review yet?
No, that's once again, I'm coming here to review YouTube for the first time.
Okay.
Oh, you're reviewing YouTube on here with us.
I mean, I was trying
to. Not reviewing YouTube on YouTube, reviewing YouTube on CBB.
I see. So you're a Comedy Bang Bang reviewer of YouTube.
Yes.
Well, I'm getting a little confused here. What do you mean review on YouTube?
I thought you were saying that you were reviewing YouTube on YouTube.
Yeah, do you know what YouTube is?
No, I'm trying to go in cold. I'm like,
okay,
sort of,
but
like,
you know, it sounds good.
Today you're going to watch YouTube.
It sounds great.
Do you know it's something you watch?
Let's not. I mean, that's already a little more than I want to know. You know, I don't want one of these fucking trailers
start?
Where you put the last line in the trailer.
You've seen trailers. Okay, you've seen trailers. Where do you watch trailers?
Movie theaters. What do you mean?
Oh, movie theaters.
Yeah, what are you talking about? Movies? Buy a ticket. Yeah, of course. I love movies.
So are you going to look up something on YouTube right now?
Do you know what I mean by look up? Do you
Let's
know what's a website?
For a second. I downloaded the app.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
So that's all I know.
A search bar. And you can type in almost anything.
Well, don't.
Something
I mean,
will come up.
My whole thing here is I want to do this. Don't tell me what
do you,
I'm going
to
do.
Do you want to do it right now? Do you want to do
you know
it on
saying?
Air?
Yeah. You're like spoiling for me.
Well, you asked what it was. I was telling you. Relax.
I was asking. Look, this is
why are you across the table right in Natalie's
this
face?
This is a big moment for me. I want this to
lean
to
back. Lean back, sir.
This is all because I can only review YouTube one time. And then after that, my opinion is fixed. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, wait, you're going to be a YouTube reviewer who does one review.
I don't know. Is there another YouTube to review?
There are so many videos
the
on
thing
YouTube.
It's going to take it to
well,
review
don't
YouTube.
Spoil that.
Yeah, he doesn't know there are videos.
Sorry.
To review YouTube, it's going to take you your whole life is the thing, right?
Yeah.
To review all of YouTube.
Yeah.
Well, is it that big?
It's pretty big.
It's pretty big.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, let's load this baby up then.
Yeah,
it's
going to
take
press,
me that long. We should start right now because I don't know if
YouTube.
You got a hard out or something.
Yeah, no, we have a hard out on this interview.
We're experiencing
in about
this
3 minutes.
Live.
Okay. Wow. Okay. So, hey, this is, hey, friends and buddies. This is CJTE, the man, 988 _. Today,
Nate,
also known as Undy, eight. And today we're going to be reviewing
unlimited. You
YouTube
also forgot unlimited
_ Undy unlimited extra eight. So today we're going to be reviewing YouTube, which, you know, some people are telling me is really, really great. And some people are saying, is it that great? And I don't know. I haven't been able to answer yet because I haven't done it. So I'm going to try this right now. So right now I'm just looking at my phone and there's like a little box.
CJTE. Yeah? I don't know that you're going to be able to record yourself while you watch YouTube on the actual phone that you're watching it on.
Well, no, you're recording me. This is the thing right
here.
Oh, okay?
I see. Oh, okay. Yeah. This is for Comedy Bang. You're not recording this on your phone.
No,
okay,
I'm looking to like maybe, you know, get like a new position.
Okay,
here.
Got it.
Okay, so like there's a little box and it's kind of interesting because it's like a little white box and there's an arrow inside another box inside that box. So it's like a white box and then there's a red box and inside the red box is a little white arrow. So it's pretty cool. I've never seen anything like this before. And
are you just reviewing the icon?
The logo, yeah.
Well, I have taken it one step at a time. So now I'm looking here and wow, this is wild actually. It says YouTube on the top, and then we got, you know, our old friend, the little arrow inside the box. And then there's some other buttons here, and it's pretty wild. I haven't actually seen something like this before.
Yeah,
so
not a lot's coming. You need to be on our Wi-Fi, I feel like, in order for something to come up in this room.
Okay, yeah, no.
Do you know how to get on Wi-Fi?
Do you know what Wi-Fi is?
Yeah, of course I know what Wi-Fi is. Yeah, I used to watch Hulu. So this is like, we're here. Okay, so
YouTube is a little like Hulu, I have to say.
Well, don't tell me
sorry, I don't know spoilers.
So is Handmaid's Tale on here?
What's on it?
Is Handmaid's Tale on YouTube?
I'm sure some version
of
it.
Yeah, I bet there's some ripped scenes. Recordings.
Yeah. Then why isn't Hulu too? That's their thing, man.
Are you a lawyer?
No, maybe I should be. If no one thought about that before, that's if I were Hulu, I'd be like, don't.
It's YouTube, I have to say, is so sprawling. It's very hard to control. You know, you can put up cease and desist.
I mean, you're
notices.
Saying it's sprawling, but right now I got a blank screen. I'm seeing nothing.
You need to be on the Wi-Fi.
Oh, wow. There really is nothing.
There's
on
not,
your screen?
I'm, it's really kind of, because right now I'm like questioning, because when people tell me this is good, I'm like looking at it now and there's like nothing on it, here.
It's because you can't get a signal.
Okay. Well, so then I got to bring that into the review. Here's the thing. People say YouTube is great, but I got to call out. I got to be a little critical here. The signal doesn't work. And so that for me is a problem. I'm going to hold that against YouTube. So if you're trying to use YouTube, definitely work on that signal.
Okay.
Yeah.
I worry that unless you get on our Wi-Fi, there's going to be nothing and no content.
There's a trending button at the bottom. It's got a little fire, and I press on it, and it says error loading, tap to retry. Now, I don't think this is a great interface. Like, if I'm comparing this against the other apps,
fire.
that I've done. I don't love this, but there's another thing here that says subscriptions. I don't know, maybe like a magazine or something. But this also says error loading, tap to retry. So far, definitely, I find YouTube a little repetitive because they're kind of hitting the same beat a couple times. And now there's another button. It says library. It looks like, you know, honestly, kind of looks like the subscriptions button where it's like pages with different arrows on them. Man, this site's crazy for arrows. But so I'm pressing the library button and man, error load and tap to retry. Don't you hate when that happens?
Yeah.
Scott, is this the kind of correspondent you were looking for this show?
I'm not sure this is going to be a regular feature on the show.
Semi-regular?
Irregular, maybe?
Okay. Yeah, that's cool, man. I see why they call you the king of jokes. There's also like a magnifying glass, which is pretty wild because it feels like
Sherlock Holmes.
Yeah, right. Like, I love that guy. He's crazy. He fucking boxes and shit. Yeah. And it's like, if YouTube had some of that, I would love
YouTube
that.
Has a lot of boxing.
Oh, fucking man. Cool. But
you need a signal.
But is it like Sherlock boxing? Because I like that he boxes, but he's also smart. And it's like,
you hear his monologue as he's doing
it. He's good at boxing because his fists are tough and shit. But also it's because he thinks so fucking fast that he's like punching them with his mind. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Anyway, I give that probably 5 stars.
Right,
really? Thank you, man. That means a lot to me.
Why did your family suggest YouTube to you as something that you would enjoy?
They were just like, I don't know, man, shut up. Just watch YouTube or something. And really? I was like, huh, interesting.
So you live at home.
Yeah.
And you.
Yeah, big time. Yeah.
You don't have a job, it seems like.
Well, I mean, YouTube.
You're hoping this will be a job. Yeah. I'm not going to.
What do you say? I mean,
I don't know that I'm going to be paying you necessarily to do this.
Well, not you, like the company or whatever, right?
I mean, I am the company. It's
you're the company?
Yeah.
Oh, man, that rules. How do you do that? Because I've been thinking, like, I should do that. Like, when I look at companies, I'm like, that's the thing I should be doing. And that's honestly, if I'm being honest with you, that's sort of like the whole thought with the YouTube reviewing thing.
Yeah.
Is being like, if no one else is doing this, I can do this. And then that's a company.
I guarantee no one else is reviewing YouTube.
That's what I'm saying.
As a platform.
As a platform.
Yeah, I think there are a lot of people reviewing certain
the videos.
YouTube videos.
Sure, but no one's. I've not heard of a single person who's going on podcasts to review all of.
Right.
So you bring up some salient points. Sure. I mean, there are a lot of arrows on this thing.
And no one talks about that. Like, because my friends recommending this to me, they were never like, watch out for arrows.
Yeah, that's true. If I were recommending YouTube to someone, I'd be like, don't let the fact that there are 3 arrows in this thing confuse you.
I know. Some of them are red and some of them are just like outlined.
Yeah, get excited by the little fire.
Yeah, the fire was cool. Let's go back to that. So, it says, what is this? It says trending, right?
Yeah.
Right.
And, like, that sounds cool. Like, these are not going to be lame, whatever it is. I still can't see what it is because it's the error loading. Tap to retry. Got me honest. At this point, YouTube feels a little like an escape room. Like, I haven't solved the puzzle of how to get out of this error loading.
I feel like I'm on the Wi-Fi here, so I can.
Oh, okay.
The first thing that pops up is, there's some women skating, roller skating.
So it says, new look, still YouTube. We've refreshed our vibe, and it looks even better in dark theme. Try it out. Now, this is
the first thing you've ever seen on YouTube.
This is tough for me because I really don't have a frame of reference.
Well, here's the problem.
Yeah.
Like, normally you go on YouTube and you see a video of something you're interested in.
Sure.
The very first thing you have ever seen on YouTube is this confusing thing of two women skating, and it says, new look, still YouTube?
Yeah, it's very confusing.
It's weird,
and also, I'm getting a little worried I might have missed like my window of opportunity because I'm like, if this is a new look, then like, oh man, I didn't even get around to doing the old look.
Any of the older ones, but
I'm gonna set it to
dark. Okay, all right, and
yeah,
set theme.
Cool.
Oh my god, even more instructions.
Wow. Okay, zoom in, let go, pinch to zoom in full screen, then let go and watch the video in more detail. I mean, once again, I don't really get what everyone's talking about here. This so far does not seem
By the way, you're losing Natalie and Julia.
Fun. Yeah, they're scooting towards each other.
They've gone off mic.
And they're writing things
Now they're having a conversation with
notes.
This is not, see, this is the thing.
I'm so sorry to interrupt. We both wrote on the table that we love you.
Yes.
Not you, not but, you. But not it's just not you. You.
Like, not you. Not you, Undie, who, either.
Wait, but. Who's the you in question?
Whoever reads it next, I guess.
So. Oh, okay.
But we both put that at the same time. That's pretty cool.
Wow. I'm so sorry. Yeah, you did you did bore me a bit.
Okay,
but
well.
It is boring to listen to them, right?
But maybe that's the point here is like, people say YouTube's exciting, but honestly, I find it kind of boring. It's telling me a lot of shit to do, like a class, and I was told this was going to be fun.
Hey, in the immortal words of Jay Leno, here's something.
Oh, man. I love him. The best fucking cars in the world.
First thing that pops up for me, Wet Leg.
Oh.
Full performance.
Oh, I love Wet Leg.
Live on
Wet
Leg?
It's a great band. You would love them.
You'd probably like them unless you don't like music.
Is it a song called Wet Dream? That's my favorite song of theirs.
No, it's a song called Live Performance, live on KEXP, KEXP 196K views 1 month ago.
Oh, yeah. I love that song.
But here's the thing. If you were to press on that, then this band, Wet Leg, you would see, I think, a full three camera in the style pioneered by Lucille Ball and Desi Arnaz.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
You'd see
Desilu,
a three camera shoot. The Desilu company.
Yeah, man, do you know that Edgar Hoover fucking loved that shit?
What?
J. Edgar Hoover, like, called in himself.
To I Love... How do you know?
I watched that documentary, Being the Ricardos, and at the end, J. Edgar Hoover is like, I like Lucy. And that's why they called the show. Well, that's why, though, because the public was like, if he loves her... Because everyone thought she was a fucking commie. And then he called in, and he was like, I like her. And the public was like, maybe we love her.
CJTE.
Well, that was a Hulu movie, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
CJTE, the man, 98888. Underscore, sorry.
Thank you. Underscore, what's after that?
You said I could stop at the underscore.
Unlimited. Before. Yeah, unlimited. But put a little
Undie.
Respect
on Look,
it.
Undie.
Yeah.
You know, you seem to know a little. I mean, you know a lot about. You've seen a lot of movies.
I love movies, man. Just man, I wish
review
I could
those
review
on
movies.
YouTube.
Wait, what do you mean?
Review like YouTube. Anyone can put a video of themselves doing anything up on YouTube. And you know when you were saying like this many views, that's how many people watched this particular thing that is on YouTube.
1 month of people watched
that many things. Yeah, that many views.
Fuck.
You should just. I mean, what's the last movie you saw?
Last movie saw, not yet.
Okay.
Did you see Barbarian?
Okay, talk about Barbarian. What'd you think about Barbarian?
So at the very end of the movie.
I'll film you.
Yeah, no, don't get
No, but
away.
I think this is one of those movies where what's really cool is that you have no idea what's going to happen.
This
so
could,
I should tell people
this
what
could be your hook, by the way.
Movie.
You're the guy who talks about the ends of movies.
Yeah, spoiler. So this is the thing. This movie, you never see it coming, right?
The spoiler reviewer.
Yes.
Okay. So talk about the end of Barbarian.
It's so fucked up. It's like, oh, man. Like, I was sitting there and I was like,
bleep all of this.
No, like you can't
the cursing
do
just,
that. And it wasn't
he's
even
not,
just
he's not
the
doing
end.
Any
it's like the last, like, ow, you it keeps on showing you shit.
All right,
it's
I
like,
stopped filming.
Talk,
so
he doesn't even
I stopped,
know that we're talking.
Fuck, stop. It's like
I stopped
crazy.
Filming. You. This is not going to be good.
So I should.
You should.
Just spend more time with your parents.
Yeah. Are they independently wealthy?
Yeah, but they're like, go do the YouTube. Like, they're really trying to
push. They're really pushing it.
Yeah. Well, you know what? Be alone in your room.
Do some more research.
Fuck, man. That's interesting.
Yeah, just hang out in your room by yourself.
Yeah, I should hang out in my room by myself and do my own research.
Yeah, do your own research.
Fuck,
exactly.
Yeah, because I hate people
and then
telling
turn on
me
you.
Shit, and I'm like, I can fucking... do my own research.
Turn
just
on
a
your
lonely
turn on
guy
YouTube.
Alone in a bedroom with the internet.
Turn on YouTube.
Yeah.
Type in the word vaccines. Do your own research.
Fuck, because I think those things are weird, and no one talks about this.
Yeah. Okay. Oh, no.
No, this is, I'm not like, but it's like, what, in my arm?
I think this is better for you
People
than being a reviewer
talk
on this
about
show.
It. Yeah.
I haven't heard one.
I would rather create an incel than have you review things on my show anymore. So I think this is good for you.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Cool.
All right, good.
Well, I'll stick around.
Oh, I was not going to ask. I was actually going to ask you to leave, but you can stick around?
Yeah, I can. Thank
you,
man.
Well, we have a writer coming up.
Oh,
don't know what
I
they
love,
write, but
I thought
yeah.
about doing that.
Okay, we'll be right back. We have more from Natalie Morales, more from Jillian Bell. We have more, unfortunately, from CJTE, the man, 98888,
better
underscore
it,
unlimited.
Friends and buddies, better believe it.
We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. miniskirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.
Comedy Bang Bang, we're back. We have Natalie Morales, Jillian Bell. The movie is I'm Totally Fine. And what is the last line of the movie? You say it's not I'm Totally Fine, doubt style. So
I
what,
mean, I don't think I can say what the last line of the movie is.
Is it goodbye, alien?
I go ta-da-da-da. That's how you say goodbye to an alien.
In their language.
Yes.
Ta-da-da-da.
Ta-da-da-da.
Okay, good to know.
Right. I think you say, is it? Yeah, I guess it's a spoiler to say
the last
line.
Yeah, it's a spoiler.
Line. Yeah.
Interesting. Man, I want to hear what this last... Tell me during
watch
the break.
Watch the movie, Ackerman.
All right.
You watch it at home when you're up at like 3 a.m. not knowing what to do.
I mean, to be fair, have I watched 4 hours of Bachelor in Paradise this week?
Sure.
Yes.
I've watched it.
I probably could have fit it in. We also have CJT, the man, 98888, Unlimited.
Friends and buddies.
I'm sorry, underscore Unlimited.
Yeah, thank you. You could call me Undy.
Undy is here. Let's get to our next guest. They're a writer. This is very exciting because I've picked up a typewriter or a word processing unit once or twice in my career. So I'm interested to talk to them about the craft. Not the movie, of course. That's Scott hasn't
man,
seen.
Man, that movie's fucking crazy. They're
what
witches.
Happens at the end?
They like, God, there's so, like, they, it, there's so
okay.
much.
All right. I don't want yeah. I'm cutting you off. All right. Let's please welcome them. Please welcome Piper Audoggy.
Hey, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
Hey, Piper. Hey. So nice to meet you.
Yeah.
This is Jillian. This is Natalie.
Hi, Piper. I'm honored. Truly Undy? Honored to meet you guys. This is really special.
Truly honored? Is that what you said?
Truly honored.
Oh.
Can I ask, is your last name a doggy, or are you a doggy?
No, it's just my name, and it's actually a pen name.
Oh.
So it's not my real name, it's my pen name. And I was convinced to have a pen name because I feel like if your work is even remotely autobiographical, you should probably have a pen name so people can't pin you for your
right. Oh, I see. Okay.
So that's
so your work is autobiographical?
Just very, 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 very loosely autobiographical.
Okay, and we're keeping your real identity a secret so no one knows exactly who you're talking to. Unlike Natalie, we're talking about this guy.
Sure. Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I think it's important to keep anonymity.
I'm pretty sure the people who are listening to the show will pinpoint who this guy is within like the first 5 minutes the show is released.
They're gonna have some
not
people
my problem.
Trying to figure that out for sure. Yeah.
So, Piper Audoggy, what type of thing do you write?
I write really awesome holiday movie scripts.
Holiday movie scripts.
Holiday movies.
Oh, I love holiday movies.
I heard one time that those sell better than other movies, so those are all of mine are just right in that holiday movie genre.
Awesome. The holidays are coming. Do you guys watch holiday movies?
Sure.
Any of the,
yes, of course.
Any particular? Do you mean only
Eight
Christmas
Crazy
when
Nights.
You say holiday, or is it any
most
holiday?
Most of them are Christmas movies, but I'm open to any holiday, to be honest. Yeah. So, but
is it you primarily Christmas?
Primarily Christmas, but I can definitely work on that if that's something that people need from their scripts. I can probably change it up a little bit.
Are you getting nervous?
No, I'm not nervous.
This is not
really
a criticism. We're just asking questions.
Just super, super, super excited and honored because I know you have a big reach. And so I'm hoping to maybe, you know, get someone to sort of, you know, have an interest in one of the scripts that I'm pitching.
You don't have to be nervous. I can hear the quavering in your voice.
I got a question. Did you ever try writing Valentine's Day?
That's a movie already.
I know, but it's like it'd be smart to write it because that movie fucking rips, and you watch it and you're like,
"What do you like about Valentine's movie?" Yeah, Ashton Kutcher.
You know, I'm saying like you should write that again because it fucking worked last time.
Valentine's Day reboot.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, I just try to write things that I know. If that makes sense.
Yeah.
Well,
what are
you
some
not
of the
know
things?
Valentine's Day?
No, I don't. I haven't had much experience with like a Valentine per se.
Aww.
Exactly. But I do like the day, you know, I like chocolate and flowers and all that kind of stuff.
Well, you know, you're not allowed to eat chocolate or smell flowers if they haven't been given to you.
That's
on
true.
Valentine's
it's bad
day.
Luck.
Oh,
yeah.
Boy.
Yeah.
I wonder if that has something to do with it then.
Tell us about the scripts you have written. Though.
OK, so I've got a couple that I would love to to just throw out there. And if someone's interested, then, you know, you can.
These are all unsold.
These
at this
are unsold
point.
As of this moment. But I know there's going to be a lot of interest.
As of us recording this.
But who knows, by the time it airs, these could all be picked up and I can be a millionaire.
Hey, Scott, you should grab like an auction gavel or something, because I think there might be a bidding war.
Okay. Are you trying to get a catchphrase going?
Yeah, what? I felt like that segment really didn't work, and I need to find a new role in the show if I'm going to stick around.
Okay, so you're the guy pitching catchphrases?
Maybe.
Or? Okay, good. All right, you felt it didn't work?
No, well, yeah, kind of.
I thought it was, okay, we'll talk about it during the break.
Hey, Piper, if we like one of your movies, can we attach to it?
I would be absolutely honored. I can't even tell you how that much that would mean to me. I could tell you about one of them right
please.
Now.
Oh, great. Yeah, yeah, great. Please.
Because either of you would be perfect for this role.
Oh, that's so sweet. Okay.
Oh, there's only one role?
We have to fight over it?
Well, I've got a lot of scripts, though, so you guys could each do half of my scripts.
All right, give us one that you think would be good for us.
Natalie's a director, too. And Jillian, I don't know if you have aspirations to direct.
So maybe Natalie could direct Jillian in the movie.
Oh, yeah. That'd be great.
This is perfect. I'm going to pitch you both right now.
Okay, here we go.
Although then there'd be a power imbalance between the two of you. I don't know. Anyway, go ahead.
Okay, so this is the title of this movie is The Girl Who Hooked Up With Her High School Crush on a Holiday Cruise.
Wow, I love it already.
Thank you so much. Okay, so I'm going to tell you how it starts. So it starts with a girl who's not very popular in high school. And she's just like not generally respected or supported by her peers, really at all, which is actually how most good movies start. So she moves to Hollywood, big time Hollywood, California, and she starts writing scripts because she's going to make it big. And so she's having a really a ton of success, lots of accolades and a lot of recognition in Hollywood, California.
Like the EGOT or?
Yeah, she's prepping for an EGOT.
She's prepping for it. Oh, yeah. We all are, in our own way.
So all of her trials and tribulations in high school really prepare her perfectly for the rejection she experiences in Hollywood. So she's doing good. She's earning confidence. Mm-hmm. And then after a couple of years, she looks on Facebook and she sees her high school crush, Calvin Ward. And he is going on a cruise during the holidays.
He mentions this
on Facebook.
Uh-huh. He's like, hey, if anyone else is going on a cruise.
He just says he's doing it. So she books a ticket for the very same cruise.
Can I ask a quick question, though?
Yeah.
Since this is on Facebook, is she 60 or 70? Like, how old?
Oh, no, she's 28.
Range? Okay.
She's 28 years young.
This is part of meta.
Okay.
Yeah. And so she.
No legs is a problem.
And so she.
So you know about that.
Yeah, of course.
Just not you two.
So she packs like only her most glamorous but not too revealing one-piece bathing suits. Uh-huh. And she's on the cruise and she sees Calvin and he sees her and she pretends at first not to recognize him because she's angry at him, but he recognizes her right away and he comes up to her and he says, I always had a crush on you too the whole entire time. And then she says, why were you so mean to me? And he says, because I was suffering verbal abuse from my father. And she takes him to the all-you-can-eat lobster buffet dinner, and she fixes all of his trauma, and he proposes, and they get married.
On the cruise?
Yeah. Oh,
how long is the cruise?
4 days.
I mean, love it.
It's a ticking clock.
I love it. Do you want to do it?
Listen, I need to. Okay.
You're 28 in it, right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I get to be 28 in it?
Yeah. You're 28
in it. Yeah, I'll be in it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I'll do it.
Yeah.
That's great. I knew that would be a selling point.
Yeah.
She's trying to keep her roles young.
Yeah.
You don't want to play the moms just yet.
I have. And when I was pretty young, I was like, wow, they're really seeing me in this role. I was 22 and I had an 18-year-old going
to
college.
It's like being a MILF porn star. It's like, you know.
Well, I don't know.
Is it like that?
It's like, yeah, but they're all 22.
How's it? Oh, I see. Okay.
Oh, you know, it's just like, I'm a MILF. Yeah, okay. Yeah, okay.
It's just they look like they've had a heart.
You should review porn.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Fuck.
Do you like porn?
Yeah.
Have you seen any?
No, but I heard a lot of great things.
Your boys keep telling you, and that's your brothers, your actual.
Yeah, my bros. And the shit they do, it sounds so crazy. Yeah, I don't even know how you think.
No matter what you're into, you'll.
There must be a porn reviewer out there, right?
Well, don't say that too loudly because I think he just stepped up to the plate. There is now.
All right.
Don't give anyone else any ideas?
Okay. Piper, this is a really interesting script. What's it called again?
The girl that hooked up with her high school crush on a holiday cruise.
Yeah, and this is, you said it's sort of autobiographical.
Not just loosely, very loosely. I'm not connected to my life in any way at all.
Yeah, do you know someone named, what was the
Calvin?
Calvin
Ward.
That's interesting.
Do you know a Calvin Ward?
That's so interesting. Now that you say that, I did remember someone with a name like that in high school.
What was it?
Is it like it or is it Calvin Ward?
I think it was Calvin Ward. That's wild. I never thought about that. And you guys just brought it up just now. It's interesting.
It's interesting how they create a process, how we think of names for the...
Because, you just let it flow through you is what I've heard. So that's about what happened.
You just made like a diarrhea miming motion.
Flow right through you, right out the other.
Should we get Calvin on the phone?
Yeah.
Should we call Calvin?
Yeah, let's call Calvin.
Maybe we could find him on Facebook.
I bet we could find him on Facebook.
Do one of those Facebook phone calls.
I've never seen him on Facebook, but I'm sure. It wouldn't be surprising if he did exist.
Yeah, but you're using a pseudonym, so...
So he doesn't know who I am.
That's right. Right. Yeah. Yeah. Okay.
Is your first name is Piper? Or
That's my pen name.
Oh. Okay.
Oh, so the odd doggy is.
That's also my pen name.
Oh, okay. Yeah. So change both of them.
I changed my whole name to Piper Odd Doggy.
And do you think he'd recognize your voice from high school also?
I can't imagine why he would.
I found a Calvin Ward.
She sounds like a lot of people.
I found a Calvin Ward from Piedmont. Is that where you're from?
Oh, boy. Yeah, that is where I'm from.
Okay. Yeah, it looks like he has open
relationship.
No, he's not in an open relationship, but he's able.
Too bad. I'm sorry to hear that.
He's able to take phone calls. It looks like from the
Facebook. Let's call him.
Yeah, here we go. All right, it's ringing. It's ringing.
Hello.
Hi, Calvin. Calvin Ward.
Yeah. Hi. Who's calling?
Hi, this is Scott Aukerman of Comedy Bang Bang. IFC.
Oh, hi. Wow, long time.
110
first time.
Episodes.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah. Great run. Sorry about the cancellation.
It was more of a mutual decision. Hey, Calvin. So nice to. That's not me panting, by the way.
Do you have a doggy in the studio?
A doggy? Who calls it a doggy?
I don't know, like that little animal that pants.
No, I know what a dog is, but are you 12?
I don't think it's weird for me to call it a doggy.
Okay, anyway, but hi.
Have I won something?
No, other than the opportunity to talk to someone who you may remember from high school. Her pen name is Piper a Doggy.
Wait a second, I'm sorry. You stopped me and questioned me saying a doggy, and now you're telling me that you do in fact have a doggy in the studio.
Okay.
You mocked me.
Okay. Look, yes.
I'm a fan.
You're out, really?
Yes, I said I was sorry to hear about the cancellation.
I mean, that was 7 years ago.
Calvin, you're digressing. There's a more important thing happening.
There's a woman who knows you from high school.
Okay, is there a woman in the studio or a doggy in the studio? You have to be clear with your words here. That sounds crowded.
It's a tight fit. It's a tight squeeze.
Any guess?
Any guess?
Any guess on the episode? Don't you usually have like celebrities?
Yeah, we have, and this is Natalie Morales.
Oh, hello. Yeah, I thought
Jillian
you said
Bell.
Guess.
Oh,
guess
okay.
Yeah. Yeah.
Sorry, my
condolences
on Abby and Idiot Sitter. Abby's.
Oh, thank you. Well, thank you. Thank you.
You know, when you're just meeting someone for the first time, don't bring up their failed project. Yeah.
I'm sorry that it happened. I wasn't rooting for the failure. Thank you. I wish we were still living in an era.
Kevin, I said a crush on you.
I'm sorry, I don't think I know a Calvin, a doggy. Is there another name you
want? No, it's not Calvin.
Your name is Calvin.
This is Piper. You're
this
Calvin.
This is Piper.
Well, then I definitely don't know a Calvin.
Did you play football? Did you have a head injury?
Yeah,
at some
I got
point?
A little bit of CJTE.
Okay.
What did you say your name is?
I don't remember my actual name, but I do have a pen name. It's Piper. And I wanted to let you know that we went to high school together. I had a crush on you.
I mean, there's no way you don't recognize that voice.
I don't know.
Unless
it sounds like
you
a
never
lot of people I went to high school with.
Oh, really?
Oh.
Huh. Well, she
is kind of a regional.
Piper is a very successful Hollywood. I mean, she lives in Hollywood, California.
I live in Hollywood, California, and I work at a coffee shop right now, but I've got a lot of aspirations.
Yeah, she's on her way to an EGOT, and she just sold me a movie. Yeah, and I'm attached.
And
yeah.
I've got a lot more pitches that I can sell to you guys right now.
Can you tell us another one?
Sure, I'd love to. The next script that I have is called The Girl Who Finally Quit Her Barista Job on Christmas.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Great.
Okay.
I also have the girl who that on convinced Hallmark. Her landlord to make her lease month to month.
Oh,
on New Year's Eve.
On New Year's Eve?
Oh, on New Year's Eve. Okay, I was
cool. Wait, I mean, the rent would be due the next day.
Well, so this girl, she was not very popular in high school, and she was sort of stuck into a multi-year, really, just devastating lease.
How did those two facts relate?
Just the lack of confidence when signing a lease made you sign a bad lease? Is that what it is?
Yeah, actually. Well, in the script, what's really interesting is her landlord ends up being her high school crush.
Oh.
And what's his name?
Kelvin Ward.
That's your name, Calvin, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
Calvin,
yeah.
were you popular in high school?
Yeah, very. Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
How were you so popular?
I was voted most likely to become a landlord.
Oh.
Oh.
Yeah. Are you a landlord these days?
I am. Yeah. Yeah.
How many properties do you own?
One.
Okay. How many tenants?
One.
Oh.
I mean, that's not nothing.
No, it's not nothing.
Do you live there as well?
No, it's a little place I have in Hollywood.
Oh.
Did she just convince you to go month to month, or has that not happened yet?
It's an ongoing conversation.
I guess it is only November,
hey,
right?
Hey, Calvin, congratulations on your property.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank
so you wait, you have a property in Hollywood?
Yeah, yeah.
Who's your tenant?
It's like a writer or something.
Oh, mm-hmm. Do you know her name? She must be signing the checks all the time.
Yeah. Tiffany Blastard?
Tiffany Blastard?
Oh,
is that your name, Tiffany?
Piper, that's your name?
Tiffany Blastard?
That sounds like a popular girl name to me.
Yeah, I thought it was too, but I somehow didn't work out for me.
Yeah, the Blastard.
The
part.
Blastard really ruins the Tiffany.
Blastard is rough.
Yeah, Tiffany sounds like a hot girl, but Blastard just screws the whole thing over.
Yeah, and you can't just change it just to Tiffany because there already was one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Tiffany, so you moved into Calvin's building?
I didn't know it was his. I moved in. It was just chance.
This is like a movie.
Yeah,
you should be a writer.
I am a writer. I've been a writer for a long time. I've been a decade here in Hollywood trying to make it.
A decade? That's too long.
Yeah.
To have no success.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, three years.
But here I am, and I just stole the script live in person.
She did. Yeah. She did. Calvin, what's your answer here?
If you want to go on a date, we'll pay for it.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Fuck, and it makes the show?
What do you mean it makes the show?
What does that mean? Makes the show good?
What? No, I'm saying will that get on the show?
You're on the show,
my
man.
You're on the show
right now. Yeah.
Yeah, I'm just kind of looking for like a recurring segment or something. So I feel like.
Boy, you and CJTE.
Calvin's a real opportunist.
Hey, where did CJTE the man 9888 Unlimited go?
This is absolutely one of the wildest things I've ever heard happen.
You just put your phone back in your pocket, CJTE.
Yeah, well, I don't know, because YouTube ain't working for shit. It's still just fucking arrows everywhere.
Oh, okay. Anyway, go back to whatever you're doing.
This is more exciting. I'm going to review this.
Yeah.
So, like, she writes, right?
Yeah.
But the shit she writes is,
like, I can't deal with you anymore. I can't deal with you, CJ.
This is why I'm saying, if this guy gets a segment, why can't I have, like, a...
Yeah. Well, do you want to go on this date? I mean...
I wouldn't mind it. I'm not
Does it have
lie.
To be on a holiday?
No, it can be any time. I would request that Calvin treat me better than he did in high school.
What do you say, Calvin? Is that possible?
I would love to, if possible, sort of maybe tie this negotiation into the new lease.
Yeah, what are some of the things?
Some sort of.
What are some of the things he did to you in high school so he knows what not to do?
Yeah, I mean, there was a time when I was walking in the hallway and had my butterfly clips in, and he just poured milk all over my head. And
the butterfly clips are important.
They are, because I remember it so well. You know how you remember what you were wearing on really significant days?
Yeah, yeah.
I also stuffed my bra that day, and it was showing.
And it was soaked, right? The stuffing
was
soaked with milk.
All of those...
Butterfly clips, though, were probably okay afterwards.
Yeah, those were fine because those are plastic.
Yeah.
If you stuff your bra with a lot of, like, toilet paper and then someone pours milk on you, then you got a really soggy bra.
Yeah. Yeah,
you should buy some of those, like, silicone cups kind of.
Oh, yeah, I should have done that.
The milfs in porn use those.
All the milfs.
All the milfs use those.
And there are porns, I think, where milk comes out of some of the...
He thinks.
Yeah.
Wait a minute.
From
you
what
said
I've
that like
told.
You.
How do you know?
I heard lemonade,
my
too.
Reporters...
You hadn't watched that
on
this
morning.
The porn review correspondents have told
Hey, no spoilers, man. I don't want to fucking hear any of this until I watch it.
Well, listen, there's no holidays between here and Thanksgiving. We discovered that earlier.
Yeah. We figured that out. I was racking my brain for one, so...
Well, my birthday.
Oh.
When's your birthday?
My birthday is November 14th.
Oh,
sounds like a great date.
Do you want to go out on November 14th? And
it's a Monday. There's not much going on. I feel like you probably don't have anything yet.
Can I suggest a movie?
It's actually a Sunday, but
oh, I like this.
You can watch a movie on a Monday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're right. It's a Monday.
But I hate going out to the theaters.
Calvin. You can watch it. Shut the fuck up and just go on this fucking date, Calvin.
You can watch it at home.
Well, that's the answer.
Will this
movie get
both of them horny?
No.
Well, but it depends on what gets you horny.
But it's
dark. Does grief get you horny?
Yeah. Milk, mostly, I would say.
Milk?
Great.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, so you were horny that day?
Yeah.
When you poured milk on her?
Ooh. Of course. This is
insane. I knew it all along.
Tiffany.
You did have a crush on me. It was out of love and desire.
Why do you think I've been leasing my apartment to you for 10 years?
Oh, my God.
Tiffany, you deserve whatever this is. You
this
do.
Is so special.
Is that a slam or?
I don't know. It's the truth.
I mean, none of us know what this crazy thing is, right? We're too deep in it. We got to ride it out, truth. I guess.
Hey, man, you're in Hollywood. Why don't you get out here to the studio? Hang up the phone. Like, how far away are you from the studio? You see that big building with the big E?
Yeah.
Yeah, the Earwolf Studios.
You know the office where they record Threedom?
Yeah, that's right across the hall.
Oh, fuck.
Is that where you are?
Yeah, why are you in there?
I don't know. I was trying to get booked.
Well, get in here.
Okay.
Get in here, buddy. Okay, so we're going to... Oh, God, he's here. Hey.
Hey.
Okay, Calvin, Tiffany.
Hold on, just trying to...
Have we made a love connection here? He's very sweaty right now. I don't know how you have so much sweat from just running across the hall.
I saw it. Incline.
There's an incline in the hallway.
There's a steep incline in the hallway.
Why is there an incline?
I don't know, man. I didn't build this place.
Yeah. All right. So are you still into him, having seen him here?
Oh. I don't know. I remembered him looking a little fresher.
Yeah.
You know?
It's a little sweaty now.
Do you want to take a shower?
Do you have showers here?
Yeah, we have a shower in the corner over there. If you just pull the curtain. Go ahead and use the shower.
Okay.
Use the shower.
After curtain.
Okay. Yeah.
Feels a little unconventional, but sure.
It's okay.
We're all waiting, Calvin.
Yeah, take the shower, if you don't mind.
Okay, just... Can you guys, like...
We're waiting. Take the shower.
Yeah, okay.
You guys, I can tell you right now, I'm actually not attracted to him anymore.
Great. I think that's so good for you. I think you should just let him go.
Yeah. There's so many great people in Hollywood.
Yeah. Yeah. Not named Calvin. I don't feel like I need him anymore.
Are you okay if I make a move?
Absolutely.
I like this.
Okay. I would like everyone to
showering.
Jillian, I won't support it, but I do respect you, so go ahead.
Well, we've got our premiere tonight. I need a date.
It's true.
Oh.
Okay, you done, Calvin?
Boy, yeah, I am
dry.
Hey,
Calvin.
All right. Oh. Some interesting developments.
Here. Okay, let me just towel off quickly.
Oh, I just saw his dick. I'm out.
Oh. Okay.
I'm out.
Too big? Too small?
No, I don't want to talk about it. I don't want to talk about what I just saw.
Too wide?
Too wide. I felt like it smiled at me, and I don't know how to explain it another way.
It's anthropomorphic.
Yeah.
Mm. Okay. All right. Some interesting things have happened since you were taking the shower.
Can you fill me in? I was kind of
first
in
of all,
my
you,
own zone there.
You smell great.
Thank you. Yeah,
sensational.
Man. Yeah.
That's my own brand of body wash.
Incredible.
That I put in there. Yeah.
Scott's Fresh.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. So it's some secret ingredients. 7 herbs and spices. But some interesting things have happened. First of all, Tiffany over here. Yeah. Has decided she is not attracted to you anymore.
It's nothing personal. I just don't like the way you look in person.
Oh, sure. Yes. Yeah. No, I get that. Yeah, yeah. That
and checks. Then Jillian was into you for a half sec.
Oh, wow. Great.
Yeah,
great.
It was fun.
She was in and out.
Yeah, saw your dick and decided that she's out.
Yeah, that tracks. Yeah. Real bad dick.
Yeah. Real bad dick.
Real bad. Yeah.
I've remained the same and not into you the whole time.
Yeah. She's
I'm consistent.
I have to respect that, honestly, in this day and age. Someone who can really stick to their guns, I respect that. Yeah. Scott, do you want to give this a shot? Or?
Oh, no. Oh, no.
There's a guy named Undy here. Who maybe?
Undy?
Oh, maybe Undy.
Yeah, he's been on his phone in the corner again.
And you have very similar voices.
You really do.
I don't know, man. I feel like there's some differences.
Maybe a minor difference.
I don't know. I feel like
you're hyping up your voice right now to try to sound different.
I think it's pretty much always sounded like this.
I don't know that you've even sounded this. Okay.
Damn,
but anyway.
Yeah.
If you guys want to get together and go out tonight,
review his dick. That's interesting.
I don't think I said that.
No, everyone's talking about this dick and no one knows what to make of it.
Thank you.
I think Jillian knows what to make of it, if not what to do with it.
I don't know what to do with it. I don't know what anyone does with it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Let me give this a shot.
Okay. We've made a love connection.
Woo!
Wonderful.
Calvin, would you mind just toweling off again quickly?
Sure thing.
Okay, wow. Okay.
See, you do have similar voices.
Yeah, no, I think this is like pretty different. And I'm looking at this dick now, and it's actually interesting because it's like not. Oh boy.
Would the best word for it be interesting?
Yeah, really. Really though, because
it's
like,
of interest.
We all know dicks, right?
Sure.
Yeah.
Some of us better than
well,
them.
Yeah.
Not everyone.
Not sure.
Yeah, and like this one is like it's not the same.
Yeah.
Right.
It's not like yours?
No. Yeah, not at all. Yeah.
Okay.
Well, yeah. It's almost like it's like smiling at me a little bit.
Yeah,
that's the only way I could describe it.
Yeah, like the new Paramount Pictures film.
Mm-hmm. Smile.
Yeah,
yes.
Coming in on 100 mil domestic. Real word of mouth.
You know a lot about the movie.
I love
business.
Them. I wish I could turn it into a career.
And you can't talk about films without just resorting to, you know, platitudes of
it's so good.
Okay, anyway. All right, well,
unlike this dick, which I'd say probably 6 out of 10.
That's a pretty good. I mean, if I hear a 6 out of 10
decent.
Of anything.
I think they're going to make it.
Yeah. Have fun on your date tonight, guys.
Have fun, guys.
Yes.
And we're sending you to a wonderful movie.
Comment.
I'm totally fine.
Yes.
It's going to get you nice and horny if you're into the things happening on screen,
mm-hmm.
Like grief and
milk and smiling dicks.
Milk, yeah everything.
A simple man.
All right, wonderful. I'm so glad we made a match here. Finally.
Good job, Scott.
God,
yeah.
I've been trying to set people up on this show for weeks now, years actually, and this is the first time it's ever worked.
Oh, so. Wait, like what about a doggy, man?
Oh.
She came here looking for love?
No, her name...
No, I didn't come looking for love. I came looking to sell a script, and I did it.
Yeah.
Like, right out of the gate.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, and...
Very, very hot, awesome ladies, and one's going to direct, and one's going to star in it.
And with you guys attached, quite honestly, I have a first look deal where pretty much anything under 25 mil...
You can make?
I can, get greenlit.
Amazing.
So I'm ready to greenlight this with you guys attached. So.
I have a regular weekly segment on Comedy Bang Bang where I review dicks.
No, unfortunately.
That'd be a great segment.
Full emotional payoff.
Yours is the only storyline. Not getting closure,
but,
unfortunately.
I think closure's happening.
No, unfortunately, it's not.
It's
no,
like
I'm
the end
so
of Valentine's
sorry.
Day.
I'm so sorry. We are running out of time, though. Unfortunately, we only have time for one final feature on the show, and that is a little something called plugs.
Man is born, man lives, man
plugs,
and it's all vanity. Man is born, man lives, man
plugs,
and it's all vanity. He tried
plugs.
That I gave my
plugs
to enjoy pleasure. What are teenagers doing today? They're trying every thriller is in the
plugs. Hey, all right, I like that. That was Plug Thrills by Wyatt Seeblom. Wyatt Seeblom, thank you so much to Wyatt. Guys, what are we plugging? Natalie and Jillian, obviously, I'm Totally Fine is in theaters and upon request at your own home, right?
Correct.
That's great.
Yes.
Any other plugs? Yeah, I mean, look, this is your time to shine. This is everyone's favorite feature on the show is the plugs.
Is it?
Yeah. So, I mean, like, plug them
if
you got them, honestly.
I would say that we're also in a movie with Blake Anderson. And
really?
That one's called I'm Totally Fine.
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
That's a good plug.
Kyle Newacek and Natalie and I did a movie as well called I'm Totally Fine.
Yeah, I'm Totally Fine.
Okay.
That's coming out.
Yeah.
Well, that's a lot of stuff. You guys have a lot on your plate.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's great.
All
Congrats.
Available right now. Yeah.
All of them are available? Really?
Yeah.
Simultaneous release?
Yep.
Yeah, we're just hoping
you
one
know
of them
I like
gets
to
watched.
Do it simultaneously. That's how I do it.
That's how she does it.
Yeah. Wow. Okay. CJTE the man 98888 _ unlimited. What do you want to plug?
Oh man, like where to even begin? You know, as I said, I love movies and I wish I could like talk about them for a living, but these other guys got to it first, so I can't. But I want
there are a lot of movie podcasts.
No,
I have one.
I would believe it if I saw it. But Blank Check is like two guys and they talk about movies and they're really concise. They're able to like knock out an 80-minute movie in like three and a half hours. Real tight episodes, no fat.
I did that show once, and I had
tickets like
to
half a day.
I had tickets to a Broadway show.
Yeah, you didn't make
3 hours after it started. Absolutely, and I was like, certainly not. I'll be able to make this. No. I had to cut off the show and I'm leaving right now.
Yeah, no, it's really nice and short. Yeah, but like great and really.
What are they covering right now?
Oh man, how do I even describe it? It's so wild. Stanley Kubrick.
Oh yeah,
have you seen like 2001: A Space Odyssey?
What do we think about Dr. Strangelove? Not funny, right?
So fun. This guy, and it's like a little, it's like actually a little scary.
It's a good movie.
And like and
it's a good movie. It's just not a comedy, right?
Yeah. But it's
trying to be a comedy.
Right. Yeah. Excuse me, Scott. Can I plug something as
well? Yeah, Calvin, sure.
Yeah. I'm very excited for a Disney Plus original film coming out called Disenchanted.
Oh, yeah, that's the sequel to Enchanted.
Yeah,
with Amy Adams and James Marsden.
Yeah, exactly.
Right?
Are you in that, Calvin?
No, I'm not. I saw the trailer, though, and there's like a funny animated chipmunk who has a voice that's very different than mine or CJ T.E. the man's. He's got like a very distinct voice.
What's it sound like if you could imitate it?
Sort of like this.
So exactly like your voice in the
other
guy.
No, I think it was pretty different. Okay. I think if I'm comparing on the scale
it's like a chipmunk?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, it looks really fun.
Germane to the story or just like?
Pretty relevant. Pretty relevant, I would say. Run a picture. It's kind of there a lot.
Does he get closure at the end of the episode with whatever his character want is?
I don't know if he really has an arc. He's maybe more there to service. Yeah, and sort of like wraparound
structure.
Not all
characters
get
arcs.
This is true.
Noah did in that...
big one.
Yeah.
Yeah,
what was that film that one guy directed about him?
Evan Almighty.
Noah.
Evan Almighty, exactly. All right, and Piper, a doggy, a.k.a. Tiffany Blastard?
Blastard, yeah.
What do you have to plug?
You know, I just was here to plug, and I plugged my scripts. And
okay.
So,
and
I have one more, which I can tell you about. She's the girl who changes her catalytic converter by herself.
By herself? On which day, though?
I couldn't figure out how to make that holiday movie.
Because all the auto parts stores are closed.
The other ones were it could be a 4th of July movie.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it's kind of like, you know, loud or something sometimes.
Wait, why are you getting nervous suddenly?
I said I was really...
You realize it was a terrible idea in the middle of it.
Yeah. But
but you want to make them happy because they're
on board so far, and I just want to make sure they're still
doing great.
No, here's a tip in Hollywood.
Great.
Learn to say no. People like... Stars love it when you say no.
I think
no
you
to
have
them.
To have a body of work in order to say no to other things.
Well, good luck. And how much is the budget of our movie, by the way?
A clean 25 mil, I think, is what you said.
Exactly. I said anything under 25 mil. Great. If it's 25,
it's
out.
24.99.
Okay, we have a deal.
Great.
I want to plug, look, the Comedy Bang Bang book is coming out in April, and you can still get a signed copy. I have looked at the numbers of how many copies I have to sign, and it is really depressing me. And I got the timetable for how long I have to sign this amount of copies, and that doubly depressed me as well. But you can still get a signed copy. I said I would do as many as you guys order. Head over to Comedy or CBB World or ComedyBangBangWorld.com/book. You can order it from Barnes & Noble. They have all the signed copies, as well as Indigo in Canada. They have the signed copies. And if you just want a regular copy, we have all the links for you over there. It comes out in April, and I have seen the final proofs of it. It is very good. You all are going to love it. All right, let's close up the old plug bag.
Okay.
Fantastic.
That was Plug Back on a Prayer by Mac Lechner. Thank you to Mac Lechner for that.
Thank you.
Guys, I want to thank you so much. Natalie, Jillian, two of my faves, thank you so much
for
returning.
Thanks for having us.
Good luck with the movie. And CJTE, the man, 98888 underscore unlimited. Hate you, never want to see you again. And
I think I'll see you next week.
And Tiffany Blastard.
Her doggy.
I'll be seeing you on set.
Can't wait. I'm honored. Thanks, Scott.
And Calvin. Let's see that dick one more time. What do you say? Tell off, buddy.
If you insist.
All right. I don't like saying that on the show here, but here we go. Whoa!
That's a wide one.
Oh, that's just like that movie Smile.
100 mil domestic.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye.
Ross has all the spring deals you want, so you can say yes to more looks for you and your budget. Tube tops for less? Yes. Dad shorts for the weekend? Yes. Mini skirts for less than online? That's a yes for you and your bank account. Find your certified yes for me moment and save 20 to 60% off department store prices every day at Ross. Hurry in for spring deals today. Items and styles vary by store.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match two of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.